let's talk about LASIK as it comes to benefits.
Yeah, good question.
I can file this on my vision, I'm guessing.
That's a great question. So your exam, when we see you for your exam, will be under your medical, most likely, or your vision.
Okay.
If it's a wellness exam, it could be either. That will be covered. When we know that 70% and we say you appear to be a good candidate, let's have you back for your pre-surgical, that is not covered, nor is surgery covered.
Are you a good candidate for LASIK surgery? Listen to episode 51 and hear what that third part is.
From the in-office studios of his eye care practices in Nashville, Tennessee, it's As I See It with Dr. Jeff Kegaris, your source for eye care education and receiving the type of patient relationship you deserve. It is time for a patient revolution. And now, your host, Dr. Jeff Kegaris.
Welcome to this week's edition of As I See It. I'm Dr. Jeff Kegaris, sitting with Paige Pantol. Paige, who wears many hats in this office, but I will tell you this. You know, I always speak to business owners about the need to differentiate. If you could find any practice in the state of Tennessee, in the entire Southeast, that has a member of the team that is so plugged into athletes that they screened athletic performance at the Beijing Olympics, then I want to know about it, because this practice has that person, Paige Pantol. So among Paige's training and coordination, her scribing, her technical skills, her contact lens expertise, she also has mad skills when it comes to athletics. She's one heck of a first baseman from our softball team. But also, we're going to talk today about the athlete's vision and improving performance. Paige, glad to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So one of the things I want to start with, since I teased that a little bit, was how did you get to the Beijing Olympics? Was it like you stowed away in a boat, or were you there legitimately? And because you actually had an important role there, didn't you? And how'd you get to go?
I actually got to go as a part of the Johnson & Johnson team a long time ago, when I was a lot younger.
A long, long time ago. I can still remember. Oh, no, that's a different song.
But I was with Johnson & Johnson, and they needed to participate in the Beijing Olympics. They partnered, and one of the obvious things J&J could do was supply Band-Aids and all of the things, Tylenol, all those other things that Johnson & Johnson does real well. But they were like, well, we also have contact lenses. What could we do? And one of the specialties in our field is sports vision. So as that, I trained as a trainer, went around to a lot of different places in the United States training for this, and they ended up sending me to China. So it was a amazing experience.
Pretty neat, pretty neat. Did you get to go to the opening event too, or like did you go to a lot of events, or did you have too much work and screening and other stuff that you couldn't really attend as much?
We had a lot of work stuff, but uh-huh. We did get to go to the opening, and it was ceremonies. Just amazing.
Wow. On my bucket list sometime. Kevin wants to go, keeps trying to talk his mom into it, as I'm already convinced that we could go to Japan this year for the Olympics, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But at some point, on my bucket list.
You got to do it.
Yep. So let's talk about, in our mission statement, we talk about our goal to protect, correct, and enhance vision and eye health. And we're going to use that theme as we talk about the athlete's vision and the athlete's eye today. So let's start with what's probably the most important thing, because sports trauma to the eyes are one of the main urgencies or emergencies that we see outside of infections and inflammations when we are treating people in the clinic. So our job is to try to minimize that. And that starts with not wearing your regular glasses when you're playing your sport, right?
It does. And I know when we think about goggles, we think about those being intrusive, but the reality of it is, I looked up a statistic, and emergency rooms are treating about 40,000 eye injuries every year just from sports-related injuries. So even people who wear contact lenses, if you are in a sport where there is a lot of activity around the face, those are things like basketball where somebody might get fouled or where there's a ball coming towards you, I encourage everybody, even with contact lenses, to wear goggles to protect your eyes.
Very good, very good. The those goggles also have to be pass what are called ANSI standards. That's the American National Standards Institute, I believe. And I think there are Z87 standards, if I'm not mistaken, maybe Z87.1. Wow, that's really reaching back when I get into that. But they have to, in batches, they have to be able to pass a much more rigorous impact resistant type of lens. And then the frame has to be impact resistant also. So it's very, very important. These are not the, hey, I got them for $7 over the counter at Walgreens type. Because you know, removing shards of plastic and glass and frame out of somebody's eye when they're 7 years old because of trauma is not what is the, you know, pinnacle of my enjoyment, but sometimes we have to do that simply because the protection was not there. So there are a lot of different styles, aren't there, Paige, with regard to sports goggles?
There's a lot of different styles, and in fact, they've gotten so much better. They're not the old ones that you might used to see, like Kurt Rambis wearing or something, you know, when he got an injury, but they're actually... So when Dr. Jeff is saying impact resistant, it's one of those where instead of that lens breaking or shattering, like he was saying, you're likely more to just get a bruised eye right around the socket.
Yeah, we diffuse most of the impact by into the orbital rim around the eye. That's why the bony orbit sticks out and the eye, the soft part of the eye, is back and protected. So when we see a bruised eye, but a white eye, oftentimes that's a really, really good situation because that means that the eye anatomically has done what it's supposed to. It protected the soft part inside. So the bruise will clear up, but that's an important thing for us to watch. And so a little bit of bruising, better than a bleeding in the eye, which we call a hyphema. We get abrasions and hyphemas. Retinal detachments are three of the more common traumatic events that happen when people don't wear protection or when they wear the wrong protection. Now, ironically, and you may say, wait, are you contradicting yourself? In some situations, contact lenses are actually safer than glasses because contact lenses give us better peripheral vision. There was a great study with football players at the University of Cincinnati that showed that by putting them through sports vision training and by utilizing contact lenses, they were less likely, by a large percentage, this population was less likely to get concussions. So through sports vision training, sports vision therapy, if you will, part of that is peripheral awareness and some other things, and even wearing contact lenses, we can minimize the event even happening. So again, do contacts protect your eye? No, not necessarily. Although if you get a fingernail and it hits a contact, that's a whole lot better than if it hit your cornea. So there are situations where that does occur. There was an old wives' tale that, oh, if you're wearing contacts and you get a flash burn from welding, it'll stick to your eye. Not true. And so contacts are certainly something we start to consider, don't we, Paige, around maybe age 8, age 9. Sometimes we'll put patients in contact lenses earlier at younger ages for two main reasons. Number one, very high prescriptions. And number two, for sports so that they can perform better.
Correct. And usually for children, you gauge it a lot on their maturity. If a child is able to care for a pet and they do really good with that, or they're really good with cleaning their room, they're just real responsible. Those are usually the children that are ready to do this.
Yeah, I like to kid kids in the room, as you know, and say, okay, so let's see. Now, Mom says that we may think about contacts. So here's what I want to know. Do you put all your clothes away? Do you help Mom with the dishes? Do you brush your teeth every night? And, you know, they start looking pretty sheepish. And I go, oh, gosh. Well, maybe we ought to wait. Well, I don't know. What do you think, Mom? And so, Mom, you know, sometimes it's just an opportunity for them to show you maturity also. So let's get into, so that's a little bit about protection. Again, if we don't have to treat your child's eye injury, which we are available 24/7, 365 to do, we can get you in quicker. We specialize in the eyes and you won't get, and my daughter, who's an emergency room physician, won't mind me saying that she would rather have eye things be seen by eye doctors. She does a very, very good job in triaging those, taking care of some of it, but then she's going to say, I want you to follow up tomorrow with an eye doctor. So it's much better to call us when you have those issues. If you're having chest pain, please don't call me. Please call her. Let's get into correction. Correcting the athlete's eyes. What's important to know about that, Paige? I mean, isn't it the same as correcting anybody else?
You would think so. But with an athlete, the absolute best correction that you can put on them is the best. A lot of times, you know, we think about 20/20. And that's what we consider the benchmark. But that's the benchmark for the average person. But when we talk about an athlete, athletes that perform at these higher levels, the actual vision or the best that the eye can do is 20/8. So imagine 20/20 versus 20/8 or 20/10. And athletes that perform at that higher level have the potential to get that better vision. And if we can actually get them beyond 20/20 or better than 20/20, then they're going to have an advantage over somebody who just has the standard vision.
Yeah, keep in mind that the top number is just how many feet away we're testing your vision or an equivalent distance. The bottom number, when we're talking 20-something, the bottom number, the smaller the number, the smaller the letter you can see. So if somebody has best corrected or seeing 20/20 as opposed to somebody who's seeing 20/100, then that person seeing 20/20, because it's a smaller number, the 20, smaller than 100, has much better clarity. When you have better clarity, you can pick things up at an earlier point. So guess what? Playing tennis, you look faster, better return of serve, better volleying at the net, I had a patient the other day who said, I need to see my very best because my partner that I play against always cheats, and I need to know if he's calling something out when it's really in. So, you mentioned also, going back to just the protection, when we talk about impact resistant, there are two main types of impact resistance. One is polycarbonate. Polycarbonate lenses are a special type of almost bulletproof plastic, but there's one that has a little bit clearer optics called Trivex. That's another PPG product that both are approved for impact resistant in certain sports, certain industries. And so those are the things you want to specify. And our opticians know that, but I thought I needed to mention that and didn't throw that in. So I thought I'd get that back on the show here, Paige.
Yeah, it's good to mention that. And even in children's glasses that aren't necessarily sports goggles, any child that's under the age of 18, we're always going to recommend a polycarbonate lens.
So when you talk about small prescriptions, you're right. Some, if not most people, when there are very small levels, like a half a unit of astigmatism, you know, realistically, most people have a little bit of astigmatism. It's not that unusual, but it's a matter of the magnitude. But some people can tolerate a little bit of a half, and it's not worth or needed to put in a contact lens. But if you're an athlete, no matter what the sport, big things, small things, I mean, we can all think about a wide receiver catching the ball at night, that little extra difference will make a big difference in their confidence level, won't it?
It will. And think about, when you think about astigmatism correction, think about the vision that's more difficult during at times of the day. So we typically think of daytime at like dawn when the sun is coming up, at dusk when the sun is going down, or rainy days. And a lot of you who have not had your astigmatism corrected will find those three times of days the worst time to see things because you just don't have that little edge of clarity. And that's what correcting that astigmatism will do.
So in addition to glasses, standard contact lenses, we have contact lenses that have what we do is we correct for what's called spherical aberrations. So these are not the prescription, but they have edge treatments that kind of make up for the imperfections of the optics. And for some people, those give an extra level of clarity. For other people, they don't make a big difference, but we can test that and see if that's beneficial, especially giving people better night vision and contact lenses. The other thing is, as a part of nearsighted control, but also just as a part of performing better, we can fit patients in a gas permeable lens at bedtime, like a retainer lens, and especially if you're nearsighted, reduce the prescription to the point that the patient wakes up in the morning, they take their contact lenses off, and they go all day long for school and for their athletic event without having to wear contacts or glasses, unless they choose to have sports goggles for protection like Paige talked about, but they've got clear vision. And so that's called, we call that the General Vision Shaping System. Some people call that CRT, others call it Ortho-K. But basically, we have newer technology in the last 10 years that allows us to fit people very predictably, and within about 3 days to 1 week can reduce up to about 4 to 5 units of nearsightedness to allow you to be able to function without contacts or glasses during the day. Many of our athletes really like that because then they don't have to wear contacts at all, right?
Correct.
So that's one option. The other thing with regard to that is that also slows down the progression of nearsightedness. So you're getting a double benefit. Doesn't mean it's going to take your nearsightedness away forever, but it has been shown in studies to reduce the eventual nearsighted prescription by about 50% of what it would be. So many, many benefits. Talk to your doctor about that when you come in to see us at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care. Now, there are two ways to correct astigmatism in contact lenses. One is with a soft lens where we actually put in a different power up and down and back and forth, and we need to make sure that that lens does not rotate too much and that it stays aligned. The other way, there's a very good lens called a synergized lens. The synergized lens is just a little bit bigger, but it is a soft lens. But it has a rigid central. So it's got the comfort of a soft lens, but the optics of a rigid lens. Remember that a rigid lens is about 99.5% plastic, whereas a soft lens is somewhere between 25 to 55% water. And you don't see as well when you look through water as you do when you look through plastic. So that's why many people that wear gas permeable lenses say, wow, that it's just so much clearer. The optics are better. So if you like the optics of a gas permeable lens, but you say, well, but it's not quite as comfortable, and it's not, then we combine it into a very affordable lens called a synergized lens. And I think that's really, really good for athletes because it also has less propensity to even fall out, right? It's a little bit larger if it's under the lid, just like any other soft lens. So both of those are good options for correcting astigmatism. Let's talk about laser vision. Do you think LASIK is a good option for patients athletically if they're over 18?
Obviously, I think it is. And if you know anything about Tiger Woods, he swears that his game got better when he had it.
And when it ran out, then he missed the curve recently. Is that? Oh, no.
Yeah. He needed an enhancement.
So LASIK has been advocated as a good option to correct nearsightedness and farsightedness. Now, you will have some aberrations with LASIK, and so, but you know, you also have aberrations when you have glasses and maybe a little bit when you have contact lenses. So that's something very definitely talk to our doctors about. We're all big advocates of laser vision. You're still going to need annual eye health and vision exams, but we can definitely counsel you and get you all set up to be able to have LASIK through our office. And it improves from a golf standpoint the short game. Many people have noticed that. There are many people in baseball that have chosen that they feel like their visual acuity, their contrast sensitivity is just as good, if not better, with LASIK as opposed to having to wear a contact lens. And that could be a hydration issue. And certainly maybe better with glasses. You still will see some people that are wearing sports goggles with glasses in Major League Baseball. So you can succeed no matter what. But LASIK, contacts, and glasses are all options for you in your particular sport. So with LASIK, Paige, by the way, when can I have that? And what are the main things I need to know about that? You would say, if somebody comes up, walks to you, up to you on the street and goes, hey, you know a lot about sports vision there. Can I have LASIK? And they're 14 years old. What would you say?
I'm going to tell them to come to Cool Springs Eye Care so we can do an eye exam and see if they're a really good candidate. Because a lot of it does depend on their prescription.
Yep. Yeah, it really does. So we can correct between 1 and 11 units. So look at your prescription and see where the numbers are. That's if you're nearsighted, and up to about 4 units if you're farsighted. We can correct up to 6 units if you have astigmatism. That's the first leg on the stool. The second one is your eyes have to be healthy. And we can only determine that if we do both your eye health exam as well as a preoperative consultation where we look at some other factors. And then number 3, of course, is what are my chances? How long does it last? How much does it cost? And we'll talk about all of that in special segments where we talk just about LASIK surgery. But most of the time now, we can make that a very affordable, and it's a long-term stable procedure. So let's move on to those are correction methods, all right? Contacts, glasses, laser vision, overnight contact lenses, Ortho-K, GVSS. We talked about a lot there, but let's talk about enhancing, all right? I am where I am, whether I'm wearing contacts or I'm not. Can you take what I have and make me better? And if so, Because if the answer was no, this podcast would be over. So obviously there are some ways. Paige, help us with that. What could make us perform better?
So enhancement. This is all about the athlete. And even this is the weekend warrior. These are the people that are out there riding their bicycles and shooting, they're hunting. There's a lot of different things that you can do. You know, we separate these things into coatings that can go on a lens, like a spectacle lens, or we can talk about tints. And these are ways that we can tint the lens or even tint the contact lenses. So maybe we want to jump into coatings first.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. What's this anti-reflection?
So anti-reflection, a lot of you have heard it. Your optician may call it an AR, so an anti-reflective coating. What it's going to do is it's going to cut down on the reflections as the sunlight or the light hits your lenses.
And that's going to be on both sides. Those are the best because, for instance, if you're driving, you're going to get reflections off lights coming at you, but you're also going to get reflections from cars behind you that are bouncing off the back of your lenses and into your eye. So you want to have both side. That's called a front and a back surface, anti-reflection surface. They're not like the older ones. You know, even when we took over this practice in probably 2004, let's say, some of the coatings that some labs used would peel. And that was not appealing, no pun intended, to people that got them because they'd say, yeah, I had that coating and it peeled off and it looks all nasty and I can't, you know, clean it and get it off. The ones now are vacuum sealed and they're done in a sterile environment, such to the point they're just excellent and we guarantee those for 2 years.
As I See It, we'll be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Jeff Kegaris with Cool Springs and Donaldson Eye Care. We've proudly served the Middle Tennessee community for the last 26 years and I want you to know we really appreciate you. Having an annual comprehensive eye health and vision exam is so important to the health of your eyes. From signs of diabetes, glaucoma, and cataracts, we're looking for it all. Don't let another day go by. Schedule your annual eye health and vision exam at Cool Springs or Donaldson Eye Care.
And now, back to As I See It.
You made the point about driving. So you don't have to be an athlete to use an anti-reflective coating and for it to be beneficial to you. People who drive, sales reps, or just during the day, you're driving into work or you're driving at home, the glare from the sunlight that's coming through, an anti-reflective coating is very beneficial.
How does an anti-reflection coating or surface treatment differ from polarization?
So the anti-reflective coating is just a treatment that's going to help reduce that reflectivity that's on the lens. But when we talk about polarization, that's a little bit different in the way that it's sort of, the polarization, it reduces the reflections of what you're seeing. So say you're on a boat, you're a fisherman, you're fishing. What it does is it reduces that ripple looking effect that water will make and allows you to see through the water into it.
Yeah, light is polarized when it comes into our eyes, and that polarization can sometimes be disruptive. So by having a polarized lens, we actually cut out one of the distracting orientations of the rays. It's really some fancy optics. But here's what I like to remind people. If you really want your clearest vision, you're going to want to get reflection-free with polarization, period. Secondly, polarization let's put it this way. Polarization is helpful because one-third of traffic accidents occur where the person reports glare while turning left into traffic. And polarization is really the best means of minimizing that. So it's a safety aspect also.
Correct. Now, one thing I do want to mention about polarization and when we talk about athletes, if you're a hunter or you've seen a lot of lenses that are being sold that are polarized and they work fantastically, but there's a couple of places that you wouldn't want polarization as an athlete, and those are going to be where you need to actually see the surface changes. So for me, a golfer is not going to want to wear polarized lenses, at least when they're putting, because I need to be able to read the green. I need to be able to see those changes in elevations or the slant of the landscape That's one. The other is going to be if I'm a skier or I'm a snowboarder. If I'm taking away all of the elevations or the lifts or the changes in the snow and the banks or the mounds, then I'm not going to be able to judge those as well. So there are certain places where you wouldn't want polarization.
When it comes to tints, because those are different than polarization or reflection-free surface treatments, is there a best color tint for everybody?
Gray is the best for everyone. That's going to be soft on the eyes and real comfortable. Second to that's probably going to be more of a brown. But opticians are fantastic with this because depending on what you're doing, they're going to let you know what tint may or may not be the best for you, because you can do tints in yellows and oranges, reds and roses, greens and grays and ambers and browns, and each one of those have benefits based on what it is that you're doing.
Some of that is a perceptual also, isn't it? I mean, like we can say, you know, for golf, a medium green with some amber is really good to look at improving contrast from the ball and the turf. But somebody may say, yeah, well, I really like brown better. I'd like just like the way that it looks. Much like as many people that hunt and wear yellow, we used to call those, I think, calichrome lenses, but they're more of a yellowish tint, or people that are on a computer and say, oh, it cuts out the blue light, I'm going to wear yellow. Some of that is fact, but it's very hard to measure in studies. When we take hunters or archers and they say, oh, I got to wear those yellow lenses, it's been almost to a study, it's hard to see a difference in measuring what that person sees. And yet perceptually, there is no doubt that the majority of people that wear a yellow lens for hunting or shooting will say, oh, I just see so much better. We're just not sure how to measure it, are we, Paige?
It's really hard. And again, it does go back to perception, because a lot of hunters will swear by the yellow tint. But the brown tint, there's a lot of hunters that want that amber or brown tint because they feel like it gives them a little bit better of an edge on a cloudy day. So that's why I said sitting down with an optician and actually looking at what you do, how you do, and how you want to use these, they're going to be able to tell you the best tint that you could use.
So let's talk about some new technology tints or treatments, and in particular, treatment with a contact lens. We've always had transition lenses. You know, the old days we had glass lenses that were photo gray, photo brown. They'd get very, very dark, and they'd take forever to get lighter inside. Eventually, the general public said, I need something that changes faster. I need more of a lifestyle lens. And they move more to plastics with transition, which is more of a lifestyle. Still will get dark, not quite as dark, and certainly not as dark if you're behind a UV windshield, UV absorbing windshield. But they are helpful because they cut down your light sensitivity when you're outside. And if you're in like me, if you're hit into the woods with your golf ball where it's a little shadier and you're not in the middle of the fairway, then the tint will gradually lighten up a little bit so it's not quite as dark. What about contact lenses? Do we have anything similar contact lens-wise?
We do, and it's a really nice lens. It's called the AccuView Oasys Transition Lens, and it's not in the sense the same traditional, the transition that you see in your spectacles. This is more of a they call it a light intelligent technology. A lot of times the lens stays clear, but the blue blocking effects that this lens have actually reduces even the strain on the eyes at a computer or under fluorescent lights. But the really nice thing about this lens is depending on the light that you're in, it starts to tint a little bit. It's a lot faster than what you consider the old transition that's in your glasses maybe. It's a lot quicker. It does darken on the eye in a really bright light, but you've got glare recovery that's amazing with it. You squint less. There's less impairment to the vision depending on what the light is doing. And then you have improved contrast.
It is the best contact lens, bar none, I think, for being on the computer, because it's really the best blue blocking contact lens that I think we have, short of putting blue blocking spectacles over your contact lenses. So really good option, the Oasys Transition Lens. And there are a number of features, number of occupations that can really benefit from that. There are other things we can do for people who have slow recovery to glare or are very light sensitive or want to improve their contrast sensitivity. Are there things we can do nutritionally? Glasses? What would you recommend?
There are. So there's supplements on the market, and we sort of kind of came up on these by accident. A lot of the supplements that you see on the market right now were actually developed based around macular degeneration patients and protection of the retina. But what we found over just studies that were done is that the average person has an improvement in their vision by taking these supplements. And these are called carotenoids. Dr. Jeff can tell us a little bit more about carotenoids, but it's kind of, these are just simple components that are actually found in a layer of the retina. They're sort of our internal sunglasses, and we can do things to build this layer up.
Yeah, especially the ones that come in brightly colored fruits and green leafy vegetables. When those are packed and more concentrated, there are very few side effects because they're just excreted when you have too much. But they really seem to absorb in brain, neural tissue. That's why the retina is so sensitive. A little bit in the skin, too, but not to the point that you turn brown or orange. But, you know, these are issues like, or compounds like lutein, zeaxanthin, where we see a 20 to 25% of people that say, and we measure, improved contrast sensitivity. Is that important for a teacher looking at her class on a daily basis? Maybe not. Is that important, though, for the eighth grader or the college freshman who's playing tennis under different lighting situations, or the college football player, the basketball player, anybody that's playing in a athletic competition where they want to enhance anything they can to get an edge against their competitors? Yeah, it's a big deal. And they're very, very easy and NCAA approved, which is also an important one.
Yeah, what we found is they are definitely, they're also NSF certified for sport. And I know that's a big thing that's important to people, to make sure that they are okay, that they are taking the supplement, and that it's a legal supplement. The type that we sell is called Visual Edge. It's a chewable tablet, kind of like a vitamin, a chewable vitamin, but it does, and it helps with glare recovery and light sensitivity. It improves our contrast, our reaction time, and night vision. And what you're going to find if you go, and we can give you more information, or you go to look these up, you're going to find that a lot of studies that were done, that a lot of now are major baseball league players are using, college teams are using this, but it is definitely a supplement worth looking at.
Yeah, we've got one baseball player who was in Memphis. He's now been called up to the majors this year, and he is certainly taking the nutritional supplements, but he also has a special type of soft astigmatism contact lens, which works better for him after we tried two or three different. And then number three, we also put him on an eye drop, and the eye drop minimizes the pupil size by about maybe a half a millimeter to a millimeter. And what that does is that helps his depth of field for his vision. It also helps in particular him to have less glare because he happens to be an outfielder. So those three things combined, I can't tell you that's why he was batting 320 in the minor leagues and he got called up to the majors, but I can tell you this, he swears by them. And it, you know, we were glad to be able to, he came all the way from Memphis just so that we could evaluate and talk about some options. We let him try those, and then we chose to continue on those that were most beneficial to him. And not uncommon for us to do this with high school, college, etc. You know, our competitive edge, sports vision enhancement therapy and training is now part of the Performance Vision Therapy Center. And Paige, you've been very, very active in that. Can you talk a little bit about what is involved in taking somebody now with their vision and actually improving it or enhancing it through therapy?
Yeah, so if I'm an athlete and I really want to go to that next level, what I don't want is the average vision. I don't want just the 20/20. And just doing a basic eye exam is just not enough. We need, when we're doing a basic eye exam, we're making sure that the retina is healthy, the cornea is healthy, everything about the eye is healthy, and that we're seeing properly. But what we're not testing is that reaction time, the eye-hand coordination, the peripheral awareness, the spatial awareness, the tracking, the visualization. All of these different things are things that we can test for, but that's sort of a separate visit. It's a separate consultation and evaluation. We've got a test here that we use. It's called the Right Eye. And it's actually, they consider that the eye brain health IQ test. It's got about, it's over 30 tests that can test anything from reading to sports to the brain. It looks at things like tracking and speed and accuracy, but it can also be used as a concussion baseline.
It's a tremendous concussion baseline because it, rather than pass or not pass, it can be titrated to, we can follow somebody that's had a concussion and see in a week, in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months, are they back at baseline? But we can see the improvement over time that's very, very consistent with what they're also reporting. So the neurobinocular right eye is a really important piece of equipment that is very easy, takes about 5 to 6 minutes to perform. And if you're preseason in football, lacrosse, some of those sports, I would highly encourage, in addition to a King Devic, that that's a test that you set yourself up for, so that we have that on record. Our parents, bring your kids in. So, you know, we in our sports vision therapy have trained over 36 different sports. And obviously you think of, well, I can understand baseball and basketball and football and maybe tennis and things like that. But, you know, we're talking about archery. We're talking about ropers. We're talking about professional fishermen, in addition to all kinds of other sports. So whether you're a kayaker or whatever you, your particular passion is, we've probably worked with your sport. And about 46 to 50 different clubs, high school, middle school, professional teams. We've just worked with an awful lot of people that way. And it's really, really rewarding to be a part of just somebody enjoying their sport even more. So while we talk about, you know, oh, we evaluated the SEC linemen before the draft, and we were over and we screened the Grizzlies over in Memphis. That's really not the wheelhouse. The wheelhouse are middle and high school students that want to perform at their best, where we can evaluate where they're strong, where there may be some deficiencies, and improve those. And again, the goal is that it correlates with their performance. If we can make you faster on the court, faster, you know, hitting more to the left side of the field than the right side of the field in baseball, catching that pass 22 yards down the field instead of going, oh, I had it right on my hands, but it dropped, you know, learning eye dominance and the way to turn your body and some of those subtle things that can make the difference between success and almost success. Any comments on that, Paige?
Yeah, so in all my travels and different teams that I've worked with or parents that I've spoken to, you know, athletes, we spend a lot of time on all parts of the body, special coaches and special equipment and all these different things to get that much better, but we tend to not focus on the eyes. And it's the eyes that give us that first signal to the brain to actually make the body move. So if our eyes aren't performing at that top level too, just like your swing coach and your pitching coach, all of those things, if the eyes aren't doing that, then the body's not moving fast enough. And typically what we hear is, gosh, that kid has lots of talent, but they're just that one step behind. And typically what it is, it's the eyes.
Mm-hmm. So it's so we're looking at the vision, we're looking at the eyes, then we look at the eye-brain connection, and then, of course, the eye-body connection. That's what athletes need. They're not just sitting in a chair reading an eye chart like we check everybody else. So they have a higher level of demand, a higher level of need, and that comes from dynamic visual skills, which we train and work on. So we talked today about just touching on a few aspects of the athlete, how to protect your child, how to protect you from injury, eye health damage, whether they're sports goggles that you're wearing in polycarbonate or Trivex, how to correct you. You may need a different pair of contact lenses that you want for your sport as opposed to what you wear on a daily basis. Maybe you want to have a contact lens that you wake up with in the morning and you can see just fine. Maybe you want to have laser vision. Maybe you want to get a transition contact lens because that works well for your sport as well as when you're on the computer. Maybe you want to consider getting some supplemental lutein, zeaxanthin, visual edge, and some other components, and consider some eye drops occasionally if you play, say, softball in the outfield at night. Lots of things that we have in our armamentarium to help the weekend athlete, the middle school athlete, the high school athlete, the college athlete, and even the professional athlete to get to the next level of performance, not the least of which is the only person in Tennessee or the Southeast who trained and evaluated people at the Beijing Olympics, and her name is Paige Pantol. And Paige, I really appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. And anybody out there that has any questions, my email is paige@coolspringseyecare.com. Shoot me any messages about sports or equipment or your child and how they're performing, or would this be beneficial? I'll be more than happy to talk with you.
And just to be sure, that's Paige, P-A-I-G-E, at coolspringseyecare.com. Of course, you can always send me an email, drkeg@coolspringseyecare.com. I read those emails all the time. While I am perusing Susan and my book or reading about Buckeye football and lore, each and every week I like to read what patients are saying, what they're asking, and stay in communication with you. So as we close, we try to provide you more than good eye care, a great healthcare experience, and we want that to also carry over into any of the sports that you enjoy. Call us at Cool Springs Eye Care, 615-771-7555, or Donaldson Eye Care, 615-889-0147, to set up your comprehensive eye health and vision exam. Until next week, I'm Dr. Jeff Kegris with Paige Pantol, talking about the athlete's eye and improved performance.